Now let's look at functional ultimate concern choices, and I just kind of randomly listed a few things that I think are kind of common things that people pick, and each one of them, though, I think is connected to psychological problems. The first set, self-pleasure. Remember, a big difference between pleasure and happiness. Pleasure really is a function of our lower brain centers. You know, food, water, thirst, sex, touch. You know, basic pleasures of life are really very short-term, and they come and go like that. Happiness is more a measure of our higher cortex. It's really our emotions are connected more to our overall, our bigger, higher values in life. So we're happy if we do things that are with love and happiness and truth and beauty. Those kind of things, those values make us happy. And they're more long-term global, measure long-term and global things. You can't be happy when you're worried about your future. You can't be happy when you know you're hurting other people. So someone who seeks self-pleasure all the time is someone who tends to be, I think you could connect that with things like addictions, narcissism, just somebody that's extremely naive and childlike, sociopathic or antisocial type behaviors, and so forth. Another person or family is a god. This you see a lot in family therapy, right? With a lot of clients who come in and so-called love addiction, right? When you become so attached to another person that they're like your god, your whole world is built around one person, or your whole world is built around your family. And one of the sad things, of course, I'm sure we all see this, is this family where, you know, the person is very dysfunctional, the person's getting beat up psychologically in their family, and or in abusive situations, and yet they won't leave. And people, you know, there's this Freudian idea that people like to be abused and like are masochistic in nature. And I just don't believe that. I don't think anybody likes to be unhappy and miserable. Instead, it's because they're seeking approval. They're seeking love from their family, despite the fact, and they've been trained that their family's number one in their life, and they can't leave it. So they're stuck there because of this push-pull situation. But their family is too dominant place in their life.